From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Shanice Holmes Brown in the Times Union reports that COVID-19 news in Albany County in December has been especially bad. On December 1st, 211 new cases were announced, with 202 more on December 2nd. And three more people have died after contracting the virus, bringing the county's death toll to 449 since March 2020. The deaths were a woman in her 50s, a man in his 80s, and another woman in her 80s, but the county did not say if they were vaccinated. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy said, and I quote, "Every death is a tragedy that leaves loved ones devastated, and we need to do more to protect our community," end quote. So far, the cases here are mostly of the Delta variant. McCoy said, and I quote, "With news that the first Omicron variant has been identified in California, it's even more important now that everyone get vaccinated if they hadn't already and get the booster dose if they have," end quote. Meanwhile, Columbia County reported two more deaths on December 1st, the first there among the vaccinated. Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb said, and I quote, "Both of them were seniors, both of them vaccinated, but both of them had a lot of comorbidities," end quote. Columbia County reported five deaths in September, two in October, two in November, and now two in December. Mabb said many of the new cases in Columbia County this week can be traced to Thanksgiving gatherings. One man said he felt sick last Wednesday, Mabb said, and thought he should be tested. Decided not to because he did not want to ruin his Thanksgiving, and then tested positive the day after. Mabb said, and I quote, "So he definitely went there, exposed everybody to the virus. It's irresponsible, but I understand at some levels, yes, it infuriates me because it's irresponsible, but people are desperate to get together. They are desperate to have some sense of normal, and we just can't. This is not normal times. If you have symptoms, you shouldn't be going to these things," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports for State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul introduced New York's Health Commissioner Dr. Mary Bassett on December 2nd. At a news conference in New York City, Bassett said, and I quote, "I've learned the importance of telling the truth," end quote. She added, and I quote, "I'll tell the governor what we know and what we don't know and what our best judgment is, and I'll tell the public the same thing," end quote. Bassett, a former New York City health commissioner, replaces Dr. Howard Zucker, who was tainted by investigations into Governor Andrew Cuomo's handling of the pandemic reporting in nursing home facilities. The new health commissioner takes over as COVID-19 cases are climbing again and hospital beds are filling up across the state. So far, Hochul is not taking any radical action to stop the spread. Hochul said, and I quote, "I'm not prepared to shut down schools or the economy. No," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Ted Rimsnyder reports for Columbia Green Media that KRO's Robert Hempstead died November 30th from heart disease. He had worked in the Greene County Highway Department for 37 years, and was highway superintendent in Cairo, elected in 2011 and 2015. Former town supervisor Dan Benoit said, and I quote, "He probably would have won re-election again if he ran for a third time, but I think his wife would have divorced him," end quote. He added, and I quote, "He was uniquely dedicated to his job. He was always proud of the fact that he was asked to teach at Cornell. He died too soon," end quote. County legislator William Lawrence agreed. He said, and I quote, "I knew the man and he loved highway work. He was even hired by Cornell Cooperative Extension to teach other superintendents how to do road work. He did that for 3 or 4 years and went all over New York State giving his expertise to newly elected superintendents," end quote. Hempstead, also known for his large mustache, is survived by his wife, Kathy, and three children, Gwen, Joni, and Robert. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.